As the city of Detroit welcomes visitors to the NFL draft festivities here in downtown Detroit on this chilly morning, a collaborative effort has been underway for months to ensure a seamless experience for everyone. Mayor Mike Duggan, alongside city officials and transit partners, recently unveiled a meticulous preparation aimed at facilitating safe, enjoyable, and convenient travel for folks who come downtown for the draft. And among those key players in the effort, our next guest, Robert Kramer. He's general manager of the Detroit Transportation Corporation and the Detroit People Mover. Robert, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys have a lot of partners, and it took a lot of partners to really bring all of this together. Talk about the things, the measures that you guys have done to ensure this smooth and efficient transportation throughout the city.
Well, sure. You know, there's been that cool countdown clock downtown, counting down the days to the draft. And obviously that was to get people excited and focused, and on the transit side and really across all the city departments, law enforcement agencies. There's just been a lot of great collaboration for months now, really focusing on ways that we can make, as you said, just the experience a good one, smooth, safe. So we've got the People Mover. You know, we've got some pretty unique design, but this is certainly an event that we are really well designed for, up with some great views of what's going on downtown, but also kind of can stay above all of the congestion and the traffic and really help people get around the downtown. So as you're coming in, you can use Smart DDOT, the Q line. There's fan shuttles. There's parking lots on the perimeter of the downtown area. And once you get that, you can use a People Mover to get not only into the footprint, but as the mayor had mentioned, if the footprint starts to fill up, or if you're just looking for a different experience, there are five other parks around the downtown, kind of on the north side, that also are going to have some great and fun experiences too.
Robert, can I just say that Lloyd and I did notice something that that was missing from the People Mover.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you're aware of this. Perhaps you are, but that annoying squeak that when it comes around a turn that we've come to know and love is gone. Did you find some a reserve of WD-40 somewhere? What the heck happened? Honestly, it sounds like it's running much smoother than it has in years.
Well, I very much appreciate you noticing. We did actually, it doesn't happen too often, but every so often we actually have a specialized machine we put up on the track that kind of grinds down some of the corrugation, which is really what makes that noise.
Okay.
So we did that actually last fall, and we will now going forward be able to do that a little bit more frequently. But it's also about just since we reopened after the pandemic, really just focusing on getting the trains in great shape. And so that's just really what you've noticed is the result, some great hard work from the staff, maintenance folks, and really everyone at the People Mover.
Well, it was just one of those little touches that we noticed that makes a difference to the overall experience.
Well, we really appreciate it. And you'll also notice some great things at the stations. We've got some screens now.
Yes.
We just outdoor TV screens that are going to tell you when the next train's arriving, what the hours are, kind of give a little bit extra pop to it. And some cool interactive kiosks as well, so you can, as you're at the street level, if you're waiting for the train, which comes every 5 minutes, so you won't have a lot of time to use it, but you can use the kiosk to learn about all the great things, restaurants, services, entertainment around the downtown.
Robert, you were mentioning there are parking lots outside of the city, and then you can find your way to the People Mover and then to the footprint. What if someone hasn't used the People Mover or come down in a while? Do you have a route that someone could take?
Well, there's a lot of options. The peoplemover.com is our website, and that can give people a lot of information ahead of time if they want to kind of plan out their journey. The outside in the suburbs, Smart Bus has a number of park and ride lots, and if you go to one of those lots, the lots are free of charge, the bus is just $2. If you use those lots, it'll actually take you right to a People Mover station. And once you're there, like I said, there's plenty of information and signage to get you where you need to go. There's also some lots up in the New Center area. If you go look at the Q line, where you can hop on the Q line, you take that down to Little Caesars. And from there, the People Mover is just a block or two away. And then there's also some fan shuttles. So really, all of the options that are out there, if you look, will get you right to a People Mover station. And then from there, you're really on your way.
You know, they call this the two to destination area here, and given the international nature of the draft, have you been working closely with those in Windsor who to make sure they have some seamless travel when they come over from across the border?
Yeah, absolutely. So Transit Windsor, which is their Windsor's transit provider, obviously, and the tunnel have been part of that team I mentioned. They've been working for months on this. And I actually talked to a couple of gentlemen who had flown into the airport in Detroit. The RTA has the new DAX Express bus, so they had taken that from the airport to the people mover. And then from there, they were going to the foot of the tunnel is where you catch the tunnel bus over to Windsor, because they were staying there tonight, or last night, really, to get ready for the draft. So they're well-coordinated. If you are staying in Windsor or coming from Windsor, you can take the tunnel bus, and it will drop you right at the foot of the tunnel where you can either get on the people mover, the Millinder Center station. There's also one of the big entrances to the draft footprint is right there as well. So very convenient if you're coming from Windsor.
Robert, we're more than a year into the regional transit tax. We know that the partnership with SMART, that they've expanded the number of stops they make, the number of communities they serve. What has that done for DDOT and just the overall ridership?
Well, I would say, you know, the more support you have for transit and the better service you can provide, that's really what makes it a greater benefit. It might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but when you have service that is convenient and more attractive, that's actually a way to make the transit really a more viable option. And then that can have some other benefits as well. So, you know, as far as for DDOT goes, when you have more and better service that's connecting to and from the city,
yeah,
that's going to make the system more beneficial for everyone.
And I know it's kind of an unfair comparison, because after the pandemic, hybrid work kind of came in, which changed the pattern of ridership, right?
Yeah, and actually, it's been an interesting challenge at the People Mover. You know, obviously, the downtown primarily for many years has been an office district. But I think, you know, and again, something the mayor's really been emphasizing, as we've seen more and more downtown residents, it's becoming more not just an office district but a neighborhood. So at the People Mover, we're really seeing some pretty significant ridership increases, because this year we're fare free all year. We've got our sponsor Priority Waste, who have made us fare free. So we've actually seen over double our ridership. We'll increase 120% over last year. And at that rate, we're planning to exceed our pre-pandemic ridership probably either later this year or next year. And it's not because of the Monday through Friday. It's really about the 7 days a week cycle of Saturdays and Sundays are really heavy, because not only are the, you know, big arena concerts, there's yoga in the park, there's services, restaurants. It's really become a very different neighborhood and activity center downtown. And that's, you know, the People Movers really, I think so far, we've done a great job of kind of keeping up with that change.
All right. Robert Kramer, General Manager of the Detroit Transportation Corporation and Detroit People Mover, thank you so much for being here this morning.